I'm the secretary pro tem, and
All
so
right,
we're.
hold on. Do you want to go on the stream?
Yes, we want to go on the stream.
All right, you're on the stream. You're on the stream.
Great.
Thank you, Otis. Okay, well, let's call the meeting to order. It's currently 7:05. And secretary, can you take the roll?
Yes. The LSB members who achieved voting membership last meeting are Adriana Kostanev. Adriana, will you say you're here? Adriana? I'll keep going. Rob
Yes,
Lee?
Yes, I'm here.
Sorry, okay. Rob Lee?
Present.
P.K. McCary?
Here.
Sean Kelly McPherson?
Mac is back.
Marianne Martinez?
Present.
Tori Mercer?
Here.
Debbie Smith?
Here.
Susan Young. And members of the public who are non-voting, I think, are here. Benicia Patel Adams. Benicia?
I'm here.
Okay. Matthew Jenkins?
Here.
All right. Nancy Cyber-Narotomi?
Nancy, present.
Great. Okay. And let me just note that Rhonda Garner wishes to join in and is having trouble. So I would like for us to remember that and her in establishing her membership. Hold on.
Okay, very good. We have established quorum, which quorum is only, five members, I guess, and we've got more than that. So, next thing is to approve the agenda and,
Madam Secretary, the secretary would be, may I go ahead and read it?
Yes, if you don't mind. Thank you, Susan.
Sure. Okay. Number one is convene, take roll, establish quorum. Two, approve agenda. Three, approve prior meeting minutes. Four, elect chair and secretary pro tem. Five, authorize voting method for chair and secretary elections. Six, discuss purposes for the committee in 2025. Seven, review 2019 special and standing rules. Eight, schedule next meeting / decide on meeting schedule. New business, unfinished business, adjourn. Madam Chair, I wonder if there's any objection.
Is there any objection to that, agenda?
No.
No.
This is Nancy.
Okay, Nancy.
Yes, this meeting, and let's try very hard for the next meeting to have the links, telephone links and the Zoom link posted on the kpfdx.org and on the KPFT.
Orders of the day.
Website.
Orders of the day.
Otherwise, it's not.
Let's move
an
the agenda.
Meeting.
Orders of the day.
I don't think you have the floor. I do.
You don't have the floor. Orders of the day.
So, Madam Chair, let me just say I've noted that.
Okay, thank you. Yeah, we'll make sure to do that.
Great.
Well, it's not an open meeting. Tonight is not an open meeting. We should have an informal meeting, but not an official meeting because we did
orders
not
of the
allow.
Day,
please
we
call
have
the. Please call the. They
meeting.
Out of order. Not recognized by the chair. May we continue?
Yes, let's continue. Now I would like to. I see that Adriana has her hand up. Can we help you, Adriana?
Yes. I'm sorry, but. Please, may I ask that everybody will treat with the same respect when people are given the floor, let the people talk, and if somebody have anything to object, they can say their objection, but they cannot keep talking and talking on top of the person. Please, Madam Chair, take care of the meeting, okay? Fairly for everybody.
Okay. Let's move on. Now, the next thing is approval of the the minutes. Is that the next thing?
Yep.
Okay. So is everyone recall what we spoke about at the last time? Did everyone get a copy of those minutes?
I'm so sorry. I move approval of the minutes and I distributed them. I apologize. I distributed them, I think, after the meeting, but newly today.
When we receive it? I'm sorry.
I believe I sent them after the meeting. Not sure, but I did send them today.
Second the motion.
May I ask to be, you said that we receive all the members receive it today after we start the meeting. It means a few minutes ago?
No, earlier. Oh, I would say about 4 hours ago.
Okay. I don't see it, but be sure, please tell me because I cannot find
302.
It.
302.
Okay, perfect.
Now,
every meeting, the same damn thing.
May I ask all of, Madam Chair, may I ask us to come to order?
Yes, please. If everyone could just be a little patient, please. We're trying to get this done as orderly as possible and as politely as possible.
I'm abstaining, Madam Chair, because I didn't see it. I don't see it up front. I'm looking for those.
Okay. Well, I'm sure you're going to get them, though. Can you send those to her again, Susan?
I will after this meeting, but I will recognize her as in the minutes as abstaining.
Good enough.
And let me just, Madam Chair, let me bring up a point. Rhonda Gardner is trying to get in. I sent her the phone and so forth. Would somebody else be able to help her?
What's your number?
I'll text it to you.
Okay.
Sorry. I am not.
I have it in the file.
Thanks. What the hell? When she calls me, I don't find it. I apologize. I'll so continuing it. On. For the agenda. I have written in the minutes that the minutes were approved with no objections, but with one abstention, and that abstention is Adriana. The next item.
Madam Chair.
Yeah.
I got it. It's sitting right outside here on the porch. Why is that? Because I used to wash the RV.
May I ask?
I'm sorry. I thought I muted it.
Okay. Nancy's got her hand raised.
Really?
Yeah. I'm going to abstain because I have not read the minutes. I'm sorry. I have not.
Okay.
You're not a voting member anyway. Why would we?
It's all right. Not recognized by the chair.
According to the bylaws, I should be.
Okay. Let's move on now.
Madam Chair, I have my hand up.
All right. Go ahead, Adriana.
Can you call the member to order? People cannot interrupt and say whatever is in their mind if they don't have the floor.
Well, let me just make a point, Adriana, that everyone is having that kind of issue, including yourselves. So how can you call somebody else out of order when you yourself are doing it?
I put my hand up, and I talk when you give me the floor.
Good point. Okay. All right, so please put your hands up if you want to, be recognized. Okay, so the next thing is Well, I guess we have to elect a chair and secretary pro tem. Is that correct, Susan?
I'd like to make a motion to continue the current chair pro tem, Marianne Martinez, and the current secretary pro tem, Susan Young, because the election of the permanents did not take place because the secretary failed to get it done.
Second the motion.
Okay. All in favor? Are there any objections to that? Hearing none, I guess that's what it's going to be. Is that correct?
Yep. And then the next thing, Madam Chair, is, again, to sort of clean up some of the stuff that I didn't get done last time. There have been two methods of voting used across the system. One is Terry Goodman, and that's all KPFT has ever done. The other one is OpaVote, and that's being used at many of the stations and also at the national board. Frankly, OpaVote is a little easier because we don't have to adopt a long motion to a long detailed motion that Terry requires in order to get, you know, engage him to conduct the voting. So I move that we use OpaVote to conduct the election for committee chair and secretary.
I second the motion. OpaVote has been seamless the couple times we've used it.
Okay. Are there any objections to using the OpaVote?
Madam Chair, again, I have my hand up.
Thank you, Adriana.
Just talk, or you want us to do that, just interrupt and talk, like the other
members? You go ahead, Adriana. You go first, okay. And then Nancy.
Okay, thank you. My question is, OpaVote allow us to put the writing candidate? Not. Susan?
No, it does not, but what we have done at National is we have allowed extra days after the nominations from the floor in the meeting so that people can add names to the ballot. So that works as if it were write-ins. So, for instance, if we were to authorize this tonight, what we would do would be we would send forward the nominations that we already have in hand from the prior meeting and any more today. We would give ourselves a deadline, possibly end of the week, to close the balloting. And anybody who wanted to add names would be able to do that before the balloting closed.
Okay. Does that answer your question, Adriana?
Yes, Madam Chair. You have another hand up.
Yeah, go ahead, Nancy.
Yes. I see no trouble with using Terry Goodman and Sarah Roos in the past. And actually, I sort of like having Pacifica people handling this rather than OpaVote, because there's no face, and then no write-ins. And if somebody, forgets to tell people, you can add more nominees at a certain time. Because, you know, at KPFK, they, forgot to tell people there was a deadline at December 31st for PMB directors. So it's not so reliable on, you know, human error is going to pop up. I don't necessarily trust OpaVote, and I dislike this part about not putting write-ins, even until the last moment, just before the deadline of the ballot collection. Thank you. Back to you.
Okay.
Madam Chair, I can't raise my hand, so.
Oh, okay. Go ahead, Sean.
I'd like to know if there's any objection to OpaVote amongst the voting members. If there is, then we need to take a vote. But if there's no objection amongst the voting members, we can move on.
Good point. Thank you. Now we do have PK wants to speak. And is your hand up, PK?
It is. It feels like still two parts that it's not one model our business taking care of everything, but there's still two parts to it. And that's the part that gives me the most sensitivity to that. I just want, the platform of OpaVote being the only platform we do rather than having somebody go afterwards and it's outside of the platform.
Madam Chair?
Yes, go ahead, Susan.
Yeah, may I be recognized? In fact, I think the PNB will be taking up the question of whether OpaVote should be the standard for elections in the system, for national and for the stations. So that will be discussed.
Yeah, it was my understanding that this was just a one-time deal. And then, we take it on a case-by-case basis. Is that correct? So we're just doing it for this particular,
We're just doing it. Yeah, we're just doing it for this vote. However, we could KPFT could consider changing to this method. Virtually all of the other stations have. The PNB has. The PNB possibly in the governance committee will be discussing whether it wishes to set this as a standard. But we're talking about just for tonight.
Did you have something else, PK?
Yeah, again, the OpaVote should be the standard, even if we're just doing it this one time. But the other that you were talking about raises alarms for me that, it can be something we end up arguing about. So I would just like to make, if we're going to choose OpaVote, that and only that, not later you can add to it or whatever. That doesn't make it, for me, a standard that we want to do. I don't know how else to say it. Either use OpaVote for this first time, and then when the PMB, but people who want to write in or whatever, that's going to be a pain in the butt. I just see it having more problems than to use the methodology of OpaVote. That's it. But if you're saying the concerns of others, we either have to address that or we have to use it as Terry has done with our the other ways that we voted.
So, Madam Chair, if I could address what I think PK has brought up, I will try to be responsive to that.
Okay, Susan, and then Nancy.
So the motion would be to use OpaVote and close the nominations at the end of this meeting.
Okay. And was that it, Susan?
Yep.
Is that okay? And Nancy, is your hand up?
Yes. Yes. Thank you. When there's a tiebreaker, I don't know the specifics, but I have heard complaints about OpaVote. And when Terry Goodman does the tiebreaker, he's done in different ways, like on Facebook Live or what is it? No, Face Live. He's thrown a coin in the air. But his preferred way is the odd or even number after the Dow Jones Industrial Average decimal point. So no one can hardly predict what that number is going to be. But I have heard complaints about OpaVote. Can anyone enlighten me about that? Back to you.
Yeah, no, OpaVote also has a tie-breaking method, and it has been described in when it has been used at different places. I do not have it right here, but there is a tie-breaking method, and it's not, like Terry's, maybe use this, maybe use that. It's so that can be provided, but yeah, there's a tie-breaking method for OpaVote.
call the question.
What is it?
Nancy, let's go. You were not a voting member. There is a method. And you just said with Terry Goodman, you aren't sure what one he would use. So how is that helpful?
Call the question. There's another meeting tonight I got to get to. Call the question.
Okay, so
you cannot call the question.
I will go ahead and take the vote. Yes, open vote. No, not open vote. Adriana.
Abstain.
Okay. Rob Lee.
audio was off. I vote yes.
Okay. PK.
I'm going to abstain.
Abstain. Sorry, PK, McCary abstains. Sean Kelly McPherson.
Max says yes.
Yes. Marianne Martinez.
Yeah.
Tori Mercer.
Okay.
Was that yes?
I couldn't care less, but yes, just for the record.
Okay, great. Debbie Smith?
Yes.
Susan Young? Yes. Okay, so it is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 5 yeses, 2 abstains. The motion carries. And just to be clear, the nominations that we had as of the last meeting were...
I have 6. There's not 6? I have 6. You said 5.
I had 6 too.
Oh, thank you very much. So much for counting for me.
I think you forgot you.
Yeah.
Yes, you're right. 6. 6-2. Thank heavens there are people on this call who can count and spell.
At that, are you going to get that out to us, Susan?
Yeah, the nominations last time were Marianne. Nominations last time were for chair, PK McCary, Marianne Martinez, Venetia Patel Adams. For secretary were PK McCary, Venetia Patel Adams, and Debbie Smith. And so if there are no additional nominations, this is what I will provide to the OPA vote ballot.
I do see that Nancy has her hand up. Are you still have your hand up, Nancy? Nancy? Well, Nancy has disappeared. Now as she comes back, we'll see. Maybe, I don't know what happened there, but let's go ahead and move on.
This is Rhonda Garner. Nancy Sabara just reached out to me. I haven't been able to get through. I've been trying since 6:45. So Nancy asked me, advised me to call her phone number so she could merge me in. So Nancy just merged me in, so I don't know why she wouldn't be here.
I'm here.
Okay, good. Thank you, Rhonda.
As the secretary, I'm going to recognize that Rhonda Garner is here.
Thank you. Okay, so let's move on to the next item, which is discussing the purpose of the committee. And I would just like to remind everyone that the purpose of the governance committee is to regularly review the foundation bylaws and policies of governance of board activities. Okay. So, if we could just keep it to that. And so, wait a minute. Did I read that right? Governance board activities. Yeah. Okay. So then, the next item is to discuss the purpose of the committee in 2025. So, I think that, yes, is it?
Yeah, We had discussed at the last meeting that that KPFT had adopted special and standing rules in the past.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
But that people were, very few of us are familiar with them. And I think Adriana and I are the two who were most familiar with them. But it is a problematic that people don't have them in hand and don't know what they are. So I did find the 2019. I sent them out to this committee, and it's I haven't read through them again myself. I think I helped draft them. But they may or may not conflict with subsequent policies adopted at the national level. And there are different policies at different LSBs. I forwarded the WPFW special rules. And that which I think might be really useful would be if members of this committee reviewed these materials and to see where they seem to still make sense, where it would be useful for them to be changed, where they are in conflict one with another. I happen to think that the WPFW meeting sort of courtesy rules are very clear and helpful. Those might be something that we consider. So I was hoping that we might kind of set ourselves that task and set ourselves the time to be able to do that. So I'm making a motion that we review policies and procedures from KPFT, from national and from other stations, come back in 2 months and with suggestions for change and other initiatives. So that's a motion. And I noticed that Jane Scheidler has arrived. So I'm going to recognize Jane as...
I know. I'm working on it.
Okay. Before we, I don't know if I'm allowed to interrupt a motion, but,
the motion's finished.
Okay. Well, now Jane has arrived, but one of the, hi Jane, now I think this is your first meeting. Is that correct, Jane? Yeah. Yeah. So, you know, according to the rules of the governance committee, you have to attend 3 consecutive meetings. If you don't attend the first meeting, which was last month, then you have to attend 3 consecutive meetings as a board member to be a member of the committee. So that means that this is Jane's first meeting. She's not officially a voting member until her 3rd meeting. Okay, Jane? I just want to let you know that.
I didn't get the email, so I would like whoever is in charge of that to make sure that I'm on the email list, because I would like that.
Yes, ma'am. Okay.
Can anyone?
We got you. And Rhonda wants to speak. Okay, go ahead, Rhonda.
Well, I'm going to ask you with regard to your motion, what would the reasoning be? And maybe I missed something. If so, I apologize. What would be the reasoning for waiting 2 months? So that seems kind of like way down the road.
My hand is up.
Did you hear her? We'll get you in just a moment.
Okay.
Did you hear that, Susan, what Rhonda said?
Is it appropriate for me to respond? It's because there are a lot of materials that need to be reviewed, and I think that we need working groups who can work on this and would need that much time.
Okay. Does that answer your question, Rhonda?
It does answer my question, Marianne. But with that said, I think 2 months is far too long. We can start with the 2019 standing rules, and there's no reason why we have to stop this work.
Yeah, but some of us are on several other committees and things like that, so we could use the extra time, but... Okay. All right. We'll vote on that. We'll vote on it, I guess. But there's other hands up. There's other hands up.
Better change your motion in the time frame. Thank you.
Now, I don't remember who had their hand up first, but it was either, was it Debbie and then PK and then Adriana, okay?
Debbie.
Oh, yeah. I put my hand up to approve Susan's motion for the 2 months to review the policies because, yes, we are on several committees. And to sit down and review all of this, I personally will, it'll take that time. I approve it.
Okay.
I approve the motion.
Okay. And next is PK.
Madam Chair.
PK has the floor. PK.
Okay. If it takes 2 months to finish this one aspect of all the things that we're doing, I don't think that we have to wait 2 months before we come through. I think we ought to meet monthly and because there are other issues that we can talk about as it relates to governance that doesn't take a lot of time. So I think that we give a deadline for this particular aspect of the governance. But there are other things on governance that we can talk about. Like one, I would love for us to have a way with how we talk to one another. I realize we can get frustrated about what somebody's saying or how they're saying it or whatever, but I think that we ought to be compassionate and understanding for each of us. None of us are perfect, but it just breaks my heart sometimes when I hear a kind of mocking with one another. Everybody has the right to have a voice here, even if we don't all have the right to vote at this particular time. But I would just like to see that be one aspect of how we do things here. But we have got to get a handle on governance because that, I think, is the life of what we do as LSB members.
Okay. Is that it, PK? Thank you. Adriana, you're next.
Thank you. First of all, yes, please, Susan, send the motion in writing because then we know what we are voting for. But the second question is how? Because you are talking about 2 months, what that exactly means? What do you think that we should do? Everybody work by themselves, make a working group, everybody will have meetings, being called working groups. How do you think that this will work or how you propose this to work?
Was that question for myself or for Susan?
It was Susan that made the, the motion, right?
Yes,
ma'am. Yeah. And let me just reply that Adriana is absolutely right that it needs to be in writing. It needs to be more clear. So I'm writing this right now.
Okay. did anyone else have any, want to speak? Oh yeah, Rhonda.
Rob had his hand up.
Rob? I didn't see that. But I think Rhonda was, next. Rhonda and then Rob. Rhonda? Are you still there?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay. Did you have something else to add?
Well, I was going to make a motion to create a working committee or a subcommittee of the governance committee, but I think that I could be okay with what PK spoke of, and that is us just, you know, meeting earlier than the 2 months. Otherwise, I'd like to, in other words, if we have to wait 2 months, then I recommend that we create a subcommittee or a working group to start talking about other things with regards to governance.
Madam Chair?
Yes, Susan.
Rob.
I'm sorry, Rob. Next, and then Susan.
And I'm hearing PK and I'm hearing Rhonda there. Here would be my proposal, counter proposal. If we want to wait 2 months, I propose that we have a meeting with two, because it's a small group, with two subcommittees, and we have that subcommittee meeting in lieu of the next meeting, and then we each somehow get something that we should, maybe these two groups attack different sets of these bylaws if there's three of them, and then we come back with some sort of hopefully consensus opinion.
Hand up.
Okay, Susan.
Yeah, I think the proposal that I think is emerging from PK Adriana, Rob, and Rhonda is a very good one. And so the motion that's on the floor first, I will read, as challenged by Adriana, I got it written better, but I would like to follow it up with a motion or an understanding that working groups will meet in the interim. So the motion is motion to meet next in 2 months to address the task of reviewing 2019 KPFT special and standing rules in light of Pacifica National policies and standing rules at other stations. So I'm happy to add to this, move that working groups be formed to address this and other matters between this meeting and next.
Second.
So I will add that.
What?
Okay, let me, Adriana, is your hand up?
Yes, Madam Chair. My question is, before, because I see the motion in right, it's a motion to meet next. You're talking about government, right? In 2 months.
Yes.
To address the task of reviewing 2019 KPFT standard and special and standing rules in light of Pacifica National Policy and standard rules at other stations. I don't think that they have it in other stations, but doesn't matter. And said that working group be formed to address this and other matters between this meeting and next. Okay. It means that we are forming how many groups now? Because Rob talked about two, and I believe that it's not a bad idea if people want to talk about two different things, like the standing and the special rules, and maybe like PK and Rob and Rhonda said, maybe talk about a bunch of rules that, no, our standing and the special rules, other things that have to do with governance. Are we creating these two groups right now?
Request for Adriana or Rob. I don't understand what the reason would be for forming two groups. I'd really like for everything to be concentrated and comprehensive. In other words, I don't want to have to choose what meeting I can spend my time at. So I just don't understand why we can't just have one working group.
If I could address it, it is a small group and so we could probably do one, but I'm all for team building. And I thought if we had a real small group and we actually met face to face, we could build, camaraderie.
I appreciate the spirit of that, Rob, very much.
But I'm okay. I'm okay with one group. I think we only have five or six people. So, if anybody feels strongly, but I'd like to actually try to get everybody at a coffee shop or somewhere. I'd be happy to even invite them over to my house.
I like that idea.
I live by the station.
Okay. Now I see a hand up. I think it's a hand up. Is that you, Adriana? Is your hand up?
No, I was approving what Rob was saying.
Oh, okay. I wasn't sure.
I agree with that.
Madam Chair?
Yes, ma'am.
I'd like to understand whether the motions, however awkwardly written, are comport with what we've talked about and can let us move forward.
Can we add something to that motion?
Add something?
Yes, like Rob said, in the same motion, adding something like we create at this time a working group that will meet in person and we will decide, I don't know, Rob, or I don't know how we will decide when, but create in the same motion the working group.
Okay, and so how about, and that a working group be formed to address these and other matters between this meeting and next? A working group.
Now, what exactly will that working group be working on? You said any matters?
I said these and other matters. I think what it would be, I mean, I understand what my thought is about the special and standing rules and how they look related to other stuff. I think that PK is talking about, I don't mean to put words in your mouth, about essentially what the culture is like, how we relate to each other, how we communicate with each other. And I don't know that that is a special training. I don't know if that is a part of this working group. I would think it might be a, you know, special training. I apologize. Apparently, Adriana has a raised hand.
Well, no, I do want to remind everyone that the purpose of the governance committee is to review the foundation bylaws and policies. So, I mean, if you get too far off tangent, you know, it's not going to be governance anymore. It may be another committee. Or maybe Mary, more relevant to another committee.
Since I'm limited in communicating in this meeting, when I ask to be on the stack, Marianne, if you could acknowledge me so I can not keep interrupting, I would appreciate
Okay, I acknowledge you, but Adriana's ahead of you, and then it's Adriana, then Rhonda.
Let Rhonda go that she couldn't raise her hand. I will go after her.
Thank you, Adriana. I think that we're kind of just we're wasting time here. We're supposed to have a governance committee meeting every week, every month. So I say I'm going to vote no for Susan's motion, and I'm going to vote that we proceed with having a governance committee meeting. Again, like they put Rob pointed out, that it's a very small committee as it stands. If, you know, we've got the standing rules from, so again, I'm repeating myself. I will not vote to support this. And I think that we need to have a monthly governance committee meeting. If the membership becomes too large and then we need a working group to hone in on specifics, fine. I will be voting no. Thank you.
Well, the point is taken. The point is well taken. However, you have to wait for 3 meetings before you can vote. So you will not be voting at this meeting, okay? Okay, and Adriana?
I'm pretty sure you know how I feel about that. I've tried real hard to communicate with you there, so that's fine. I'll show up for the meetings, and I won't vote, but I better not be excluded.
Okay. Do I have the floor?
Yeah, you have the floor, Adriana.
Okay, I think that something that Rob said that was interesting to me is I believe that it's absolutely true, and PK mentioned it too, in a different way. I believe that we can meet in person is more, we are more civilized, you know. It's easy to be rude and interrupt and cut people off when we are in a meeting like this. when we are in person is absolutely, that at least is my experience. People, you know, we can see and we can see that we don't want to interrupt. We want to interact. And I believe that this is a really good idea. I know that the governance committee, but I'm talking about the working group too, because I know that the governance committee doesn't want to meet in person, because that will be the idea, that clubhouse meet in person. But I don't see that happening, you know, but the working group, at least, you know, you put your papers, we bring our papers, we change ideas, we don't need to waste time raising hand and giving the floor. We, you know, it's a better way to collaborate to each other when we are in person. That's why I agree with Rob and create, you know, goodwill between us. I believe that that is the main idea, and that's why I agree with the working group.
Okay. Anything else, Adriana? Is that it? Are you done? Okay.
Yes.
Now I do see Rhonda's hand up.
You know what? I hit something on my phone. I don't even know what it was that did that, but I heard it say that. I did not mean to put my hand up, and I don't know how to do it, or I would be doing
Nancy
it.
Did. I'm sorry.
Okay.
Okay.
Do I see Susan's hand up?
Yeah. Let me say thank you to Nancy for helping Rhonda get on the call.
Yes.
I believe the motion that is in the chat is in agreement, with the change that and that a working group be formed to address these and other matters between this meeting and next. And I suggest we not say it must meet in person. I think the kind of informal agreement that, you know, there are in-person meetings, that this is something where, you know, people roll up their sleeves and do a lot of work. Great. We meet at Rob's house or a coffee shop or whatever is great. But I think this motion gives us the framework to move forward on this basis. So I hope that it can be approved.
Okay. So is there anyone else that would like to speak on this item?
Yes,
Nancy.
Okay. Sorry.
Okay, Nancy.
Okay. I've been very much interested in governance committee since 2010. And at one point, I think maybe it was around 2015 or so, the National Governance Committee, you know, we never got to the point where we could compare what all the five different stations, they had their own standing rules. And one of them was from KPFK. And when I heard it, I went, wow, we never thought to do that. And that was, that rule was whenever there's a legacy check, a picture of the check is sent to every LSB member so that the LSB member has some kind of transparency on legacy checks. Here at KPFT, we don't even know when it happens. We don't see, you know, and we don't hear who it's from. We know nothing. And, I thought, wow, there's some transparency. Why didn't we think to do that? And I talked to somebody from Washington, and that Washington person was surprised too. I mean, each station has different history and background, and if we were to do that, we would and present it to the other stations. I think it could all benefit to seeing our work. I mean, we wanted to, we suggested to do this, but we just didn't have the time and energy. And that was in the national governance, I remember. We're saying, well, let's get our own station with some good, healthy rules. And then maybe in the future we can compare. So what Susan has suggested is really a very good idea instead of everybody, you know,
what is it, building the wheel from the start. I mean, benefit from the ideas of the other stations. That's all. Thank you.
I see Matthew Jenkins' hand.
That's what I was going to say. That is Matthew. Go ahead, Matthew.
Yes, and I have my question in the chat, too. Would the working group have virtual option for people who weren't able to meet in person?
If there are people that can set up Zoom that are in the group, we absolutely can do that. I'm not a Zoom expert, but if somebody in the working group can do Zoom, absolutely.
Mm. Yeah, I'm
anything
not
else, kid. Matthew?
That's it.
Okay, now I see Rhonda's hand again.
Could I comment real quickly? Hey, Matthew, I could do this also at my office. I have an 18-person table, I could ask them if they could show me. We've got a big old screen TV. I could attempt to set up the Zoom on that.
Okay.
Nobody will be there if to help us if we do it after 5 o'clock.
Understand. Okay. Thank you.
So, okay. Madam Chair, as Secretary, I think that there is not an objection to this motion from.
I move we vote. I move we vote.
Okay. I second that.
Okay, so I'll just go down the list.
Well, I don't know if there's an objection, though. There may be.
Yeah, I think the only objection was Rhonda, and she's not a voter.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Okay.
Any other objections? Okay, so it passes. Great, and I think it's a good plan. Thank you, Nancy.
Yeah.
Right. So our next meeting is in 2 months and is what is today? Today's a Tuesday, right?
Right, the 18th. Tuesday, the 18th. So it's the third Tuesday, I guess, of the month.
Could
so the next meeting would be 15th of April.
Tax day.
And then the other committee, that subcommittee is going to organize themselves, or what, someone will be the person to the contact person.
Jane's got her hand up. Is that volunteering?
No. I heard 15th or 18th. I got confused.
The 15th, Jane.
15.
The third Tuesday.
Thank you.
I want to nominate Rob.
Can I ask for clarification?
Go ahead, Rob.
Or Susan, do you want to go first?
Yeah, I want to nominate Rob to be the convener gatherer for these conversations.
I will do it if somebody can help me get out and communicate, so maybe Mary Ann can help me.
No, I'm sorry, Rob. No, I cannot do that. I'm kind of tied up with something else.
Or just somebody that could help me. I don't know how to communicate this except for if I know the KPFTX, I can do that. But,
Rob will help, but maybe Adriana, PK, somebody else might be able to help.
I just
one of the people that's in the subcommittee.
And a little bit of other clarification. Would people, if and I know Jane is somewhere in the Hill Country, if we wanted to set this up where that anybody could either dial in or be on a big screen, we've got a pretty cool apparatus. But I would need to have people start this meeting by 4 o'clock. So that I can make sure, or I couldn't promise that I have the technical abilities to do it. I cannot ask a staff member to stay.
Okay, I'll just a moment, Rob. Let Jane and Debbie have something to say. Go ahead, Jane first, and then Debbie.
All I wanted to say was that I am happy to come to Houston. It's a pleasure for me. And I have so many good friends there, and I like to visit the station, and so that's not a thing. Don't do anything for my benefit.
Okay, Debbie?
Yeah, I'm unmuted. I would have to have this meeting after I get off work at 5 o'clock if we did it during the week. And I would also bring Brendan with me, my son. He's an IT tech, so he can help you get anything on your screen that you need, Rob, because that's what he does. He goes to offices all over Houston, you know, within 100-mile radius, and sets all these offices, computers to do whatever they need to do. So I could bring him, and he would be the best person to help us if your office staff isn't there. But where's your office at?
Near the station. Everything's near the station. It's at 59 okay, so, in Buffalo.
So if we did it during the week, I would need probably at least an hour to maybe an hour and a half, depending on traffic, to get to your office.
But would people prefer Saturday?
I could do Saturday or Sunday.
Informal vote? Would people prefer a Saturday?
That would be perfect for me.
Why don't we do a Survey Monkey? You know, and maybe Brendan can show us how to do that.
Do a who?
Yeah, I'm sorry, your son.
What's it called? A Survey Monkey. Oh, okay.
And that is where we check with people about times and days.
Okay, let me ask him real quick. Hold on.
Oh, I'm sure he can do it. It's just some software. And well used.
Tori, did you have something you wanted to say?
No, I was going to make a monkey sound.
What is a monkey sound? Let me say that I need to go to another meeting. I am taking notes for this meeting. If somebody could let me know what time you actually adjourn.
Well, right. I don't think we have that much more to do.
I'll email you, Susan, that adjourn time.
Yeah, right. Brendan's gonna check into what a Survey Monkey is. He's not for sure what it is, but it'd give him a few minutes and he'll figure it out.
He
looked at me and goes, what? But, okay. Yeah, I'm all for Saturday or Sunday. I don't care what time it is, but that would be way easier.
No AC or heat on Sunday. So it's not going to be on a Sunday. The office isn't good on Sundays.
Okay, well, Jane, Saturday's perfect.
Jane had her hand up.
I was just going to say, Debbie, I am right there with you. I live with a person who is an IT professional, right, and some of this user-friendly products, he's like, this is right over.
Oh, I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know what I'd do without him.
No, and it'll be fine. Bye, y'all.
Bye, Susan.
Thank you.
Chair, I want to put my name on the stack.
Okay, go ahead. Go ahead, Nancy.
There's another problem that I've always wanted to get to, and we never get to it, and it's really disrespectful. But, you know, programmers, they need some justice. They need to have some kind of process when their show is like, boom, taken away. It's really, really psychologically and morally hurtful when these things happen, and there's no transparency, there's no defense, and all over the network, it's like they're slaves.
If I could interject, I'm told, they have a minimum amount of money to raise, and if they can't raise the money after several times, that's when they're terminated. And I believe it's been communicated, for some time.
This was made about 2 years ago, or not quite 2 years, at the PNB level. But guess what? We've been suffering for years, lack of programmers. They're just, you know, going away or dying. And even when Bobby Modagas was here, he's saying, gosh, we don't have enough programmers. And if you listen to the carts, they're asking for anybody who wants to have a show. They really want. And I know maybe management wants to have a person that has the ability to get more interest of more membership, build up the membership. But still, don't you think workers have a right? I wish we had tried to do this a long time ago, but I just want to put that out to plant a seed there. Thank you.
Okay. Any other, I see that Adriana, you have your hand up. Adriana?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, go ahead.
I don't know what happened. I was dropped and I couldn't came back. I was trying and trying and trying and just now came back. But well, I'm sorry. I don't know what you were talking about. Sorry.
Okay. So you don't have any comments at this time?
No, I don't know what you are discussing. Sorry.
No, Nancy was just making a comment about the programmers. But at this point, it looks like we've covered everything. The small group is going to get together and meet. And is there a motion to adjourn?
I make a motion to adjourn.
Okay. I have a question before, sorry.
Okay, go ahead, Andrea.
Do we have, because we said that we will meet in 2 months, do we have a specific day?
Yeah, April the 15th.
I'm sorry?
April the 15th.
Okay, perfect. And let me ask you something else, because obviously nobody can change that, right? Because I saw that in governance, just happened the other way around. We have for February, and nobody put the February 24, and the committee decide to meet February 24, and it's not posted. I don't know what happened.
Well, what is not posted?
When the committee make a decision, is something that is standing. Nobody, the chair, pro tem, secretary, nobody can change it more than the committee. Okay?
Right.
Okay. And I want to know what happened with the, if anybody knows why it's not posted, the February 24 MSRC meeting.
I don't know about MSRC. I don't know about that.
Okay, because we vote, the committee, you know, all of us agree and have that, but it's not posted. I want to know what's going on. If anybody knows, no. Nobody knows here? Okay. Susan is here? No. Susan is not here neither.
No, she had to leave. She had another meeting, Adriana.
Okay. Okay, perfect. I want to know, maybe the LSV, we can talk among ourselves about that, or I can put the meeting there. Thank you.
Okay, everybody. Have a good night.
All right, thank you.
You have a hand up, Rhonda?
Yes, I did. Say that I hope that for the next meeting, we can have the agenda, you know, in a timely fashion so we can participate better in the future. And that can be said of the majority of the meetings that we've had this year, including the LSB. I don't mean to sound like a stickler or anything like that, but that's the part. You know, that's the way it goes. Let's post the agenda ahead of time. Hopefully not spend a lot of time in meetings discussing it. But, you know, just anyway. So if we could please get the agenda posted, I'd greatly appreciate it. For the next meeting in a timely fashion, which is 1 week. Thank you.
1 week in advance.
Thank you. I'm done. There.
Well, as they say on Rowan and Martin's Laugh In, say good night, Dick.
Good night.